The most tragic of all interactions between birds and humans take place in the air when birds fly into aircraft. At least one out of every 10,000 airplane flights involves a collision with a bird. Usually the bird's body bounces off the plane without harm to the plane or its passengers. But if the bird is large enough, or if it collides with a critical part of the plane, the collision can result in human deaths as well. The worst case in the United States was on October 4, 1960, when an Eastern Airlines Electra jet taking off from Logan International Airport in Boston struck a flock of starlings. They clogged the jet engines, causing the plane to crash and killing 62 of the 72 people aboard. The scorched feathers were sent to the Smithsonian Institution, where they were positively identified by Roxy Laybourne, our country's most notable expert on the identification of bird feathers. One crash of a B-1 bomber, which killed three of the six crew members, apparently all came about because of a single bird, an American white pelican that was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It left no feathers behind, but was apparently identified by the survivors. The first record of an airplane colliding with a bird was in 1910, when a pilot flying a plane at Long Beach, California, collided with a gull. The bird got stuck between the plane's fin and rudder, causing the plane to crash, and the pilot was killed. I recently found myself reading A Singular View, a book about how people can manage after losing their sight in one eye. The author was an Air Force jet pilot who lost his own eye when the windshield of his fighter jet crashed into a mallard hen. This man just happened to be one of the Air Force's experts on bird plane collisions, and he had just developed a technique of shooting dead chickens from cannons at aircraft to simulate high-speed collisions. His research demonstrated that heavier windshields were necessary on jets, and he himself had drawn up the new specifications. Ironically, the very jet he was co-piloting when it crashed into the dock was scheduled to get the newly developed windshield the following week. Birds usually collide with planes at altitudes lower than 5,000 feet, but the highest bird-plane collision on record took place at 37,000 feet over western Africa when a vulture called a Ruppel's griffin struck a commercial airliner. Roxy Laybourne identified it with 5 complete and 15 partial feathers which had stuck to the plane. Collisions are most common during spring and fall when birds are migrating, but plain bird collisions can occur on takeoff and landing with local birds any time of year. Worldwide, the worst problems come from gulls. Crows from Western Europe are in second place. Shorebirds are a close third, especially sandpipers and black-bellied plovers. Airports are usually built on flat lowland areas where these flocking birds are abundant, and many airports are on the outskirts of cities near landfills. In Duluth, the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District had to temporarily close our dump and develop restrictions to minimize the gull problem because of the danger those gulls pose at Duluth International Airport. Chickens shot from cannons still help to minimize the danger to aircraft, and people in the vicinity of these flying chickens have gone from a fear of flying into a fear of fryers. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.